we have a network of demolition contractors on the one hand and large-scale building owners that own several hundred thousand square meters of floor space. Our deal with them is either sometimes we pay to remove certain things, sometimes they're just glad that the items are gone, and in other cases we are being paid slightly less than a traditional demolition contractor, but we are being paid to remove certain items that had to be removed anyway. So we are putting a lot of effort on convincing architects that it can be as easy and as interesting to work with secondhand materials as it is working with new. Of course, I mean, you have to compromise in a certain way. When we have door handles, we do not have them in blue, yellow, and green. We just have the color that we have in a very large series from, let's say, a very big building. But on the other hand, this gives like a very refreshing design language, because we're picking stuff from different time periods, from different styles, and it's always good quality, because we have so much materials that are offered to us, we only pick the very best. Once a week I get the keys to a building that is about to be heavily renovated or demolished, and basically you can walk around in them knowing that everything is for grabs. It's a very rewarding thing to do, to make these inventories and to see what buildings contain.